Thank you for calling ProSource.
Hey, Steve there?
He is not in right now. Can I take a message?
Sure, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
My name is Jia, J-I-A.
J-I-A?
Mm-hmm. My phone number is 858.
Hold on. 858?
Mm-hmm.
779. Okay.
0423.
And this is regarding?
I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff, C-A-R-D, as in David, I-F-F, like Frank Frank. And I'm just following up with him. We've been working on some things late last year and earlier this year.
You said Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Oh.
Like car and like different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, actually, is maybe someone else can help me out. Is there like an office manager or someone that handles like the back end of the business around?
I am the office manager, but he does most of all the decision making and all that good stuff.
I see. Okay. Well, then maybe you can help me out then. Earlier this year, he was working with us to get a small business loan,
mm-hmm.
and he decided to put it off for a little bit. And then back in middle of March, he was saying that he might be interested in moving forward, and then he just ended up pushing it again. So I just wanted to see if he was interested in, if you know of any capital needs that he has or any talks about bring on new equipment, you know, going into the fall and summertime?
Actually, he's just drove up.
Oh, perfect. Good timing.
I don't know how busy he is, but he just pulled up.
Oh, I see. Okay. I guess you could just mention real quick. I guess you could just mention it to him real quick, or I can talk to him for like a minute or something.
Let's see if he... Time to get on the phone with you.
Okay.
Well, now he's going back to the truck.
Oh, never mind.
What is he doing?
Came to pick up something, maybe.
Hold on a minute. Steve, can you talk on the phone? I know you just walked in. Sorry. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Steve.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. My name is Jo. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm not sure if you remember, but you were working with us on getting a small business loan late last year and earlier this year, and you decided to push it off for a little bit. So I just wanted to check in with you real quick and see if there's any you have any needs going into, you know, the August or for capital or equipment.
Well, I'm so busy right now. I don't even have. I need money, but I don't even have
mm-hmm.
time to worry with it. I'm just really, really struggling. So.
Oh.
So.
A lot of things going on.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Hopefully, good stuff. Or.
Yeah, it's getting capital is not easy these days. I'll say that at all.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, if there is any kind of interest or needs, you know, we have most of your stuff already here. You know, we have your application. We have some bank statements already. We have your tax return.
Mm-hmm.
All I really need is just updated banks because obviously, you know, I need six most recent months of bank statement. And the last time, you know, you sent over banks was back in like, it was like December. So I would
mm-hmm.
just need January to June's bank statement, and I can run some new numbers for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that I'm strung out so bad, I keep money in my bank account, but very little at this point at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I bought about $200,000 worth of properties.
Oh, wow.
And,
straight cash? Or did you do some mortgage?
I paid cash.
Oh, wow.
So I'm buying these houses, and it's one of the things I need money for.
Mm-hmm.
Is buying houses. I'm in the construction business, and I'm getting in the flipping business.
Yeah.
Buying houses. I've got one that I bought, and I gave
mm-hmm.
I moved two of them so far. Of course, the cash don't all come back at once, and that's one of the things. I had a rent to own one down in Frederick, Oklahoma. I gave $16,000 for that house cash.
Mm-hmm.
I spent about $6,000 on it, and I've got it under contract with a lady who gave me a $50-something down payment and paid me right at $500 a month.
Nice.
And a note, rent to own note for $54,000.
I see.
And then I've got another one that I bought for gave $36,000 or $37,000 for it, and then I've spent about $30,000 on it. So I've got about $67,000 in it, and I've listed it with a realtor right now for $135,000.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I'm just all I'm needing is flow money, you know. I mean, because I'm. But it don't show up in my bank statement. Just like today, I made a deposit, and I've got like $26,000 in the bank's all I've got. So,
okay.
But well, I mean, I'm not carrying any kind of large balances or anything like that right now. I'm really struggling with the cash flow side of it. So.
Okay. Well, we can help you with that. When you
put houses. Well, I know a lot of what y'all do is based on your average bank statement, and I don't think I'd fit the profile for much help that way.
Okay. Well, you have you have $26,000 in the bank right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your average monthly deposits for the last 6 months?
Well, again, it's all tied up in this real estate
and
accounts receivable. Now, if you figured those factors in, you'd see that I was doing real well. But that don't put money in the bank. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
On a daily basis.
Okay. So, what would you say the average would be?
Deposit-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. It's somewhere around $100,000 a month, probably.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. So if it's $100,000 a month, if it's just every month is about the same, your gross sales is about 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
and that number's
not even, I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't? Okay, so let's just say $1 million. Let's just say some months you have a little lower.
I start selling these houses that I'm buying.
Yeah.
You know, I bought another one the other day that I gave. I've got $5,800 in it, and I'll probably have to spend $10,000 or $12,000 on it, and so I'll have $17,000 in that house to sell for over $50,000.
Okay.
So the appreciable value, what I was looking for, and I had a bank tell me they would do it for me, and they haven't done it the way they said they were going to, is when I got these houses bought and completed and ready to move, you know, sell or rent to own, that they would loan me 80% of the appraised value at 5% interest or 6% interest. So they haven't. Then when I did this one house that I was talking about, I've got for $135,000.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there on that one with them, and they loaned in that house appraised for at least $120,000.
Okay.
And so 80% of $120,000 is $96,000.
Uh-huh.
And they loaned me a whopping $50,000.
Okay, not too bad.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. That's not good. That's not getting my money back out because I'm spending that money.
That's not even enough.
It didn't cover my cost.
Yeah. How many houses do you have?
Right now I've got five, I think.
Five on the market?
Well, not on the market. I've got one. I gave $9,000 for it, and I'm just have turned it into a rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting about $500 a month off of it every month.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take a whopping 18 months to get my money back there. And the house will appraise for probably $38,000 or $40,000.
Okay.
And then I've got I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses right now.
Okay. So one in rental and then
I've got one that's renting. I got one that's under contract on a rent to own, and the one's on the market. Then I've got the other two that I've got to do the restoration work on before
I
can move them.
Okay, so you have five in total, one rental, two on the market, and two that needs to be renovated.
No, I got one that's a rental.
Okay.
And I've got one that's under a rent-to-own contract.
Okay.
It's sold for $54,000. But I'll be forever at $400-something a month getting my money back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the other part of this is that on these, there's so many people that cannot get a loan to go
yeah.
buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of good young couples, hardworking people
mm-hmm.
that want a home.
Mm-hmm.
This rent to own, they can come and I'll work with them, and I'm trying to help them because I want to be a blessing, not a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Help them get in a house, and then if they'll make the payments timely and all that for a couple of years, then they can go borrow the money at a conventional loan, and I'll get my money back that way.
Oh, I see.
You follow me? Because
yeah.
what I'm doing is, to help these people, I'm sitting down with them and looking at their financial situation and seeing what they've set aside that they can afford to pay on a monthly basis for a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's we're making that payment fit their rent-to-own contract.
I see.
You follow me? I'm trying to help them. I mean,
yeah.
I'm trying to help them. So, it really feels wonderful to be doing this because, like I said, there's so many people that need help. And
yeah, I didn't even know there was programs like that around.
What, that rent-to-own thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's legal. And I don't know that it's legal in every state, but it's legal here.
Oh, I see.
And
maybe that's why I haven't heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But see, if I could borrow 80% of the appraised value and get my money back and get some profit made and
yeah.
then turn around and rent to own them, and their payments would more than cover my payment on the loan.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be out no money, and I'd make my money. I'd keep my money coming back.
Yeah.
This other way, your money's tied up, you know.
Yeah.
It's like that house. I've got $22,000 spent on it.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, I've collected about $6,000 of it. So
yeah.
I've got $14,000 of my capital, which is usually
yeah.
in my bank, tied up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which you can't use for other things like
right.
materials for, you know, new renovations or putting
right.
more down payments on other houses.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And
and
of course, the thing is that the interest rate with y'all's programs is kind of punitive, I think. I don't know, but feels like it. Might
well,
be. It's kind of interest rate you end up paying in reality.
Sure. Well, what's your credit like?
It was wonderful until I started all this stuff. I'd gone to a couple of banks and applied for, you know, some loans with this
yeah.
to get it going, and first one thing and another, and I had my
yeah.
credit, which nothing's changed, but my
yeah.
credit score was, nothing's changed but my credit score. My
uh-huh.
credit score was like, what was it, 780 something or whatever.
Yeah. I actually have it from last time that you applied with us, so the good thing is we don't have to pull it again.
I see.
So I'm looking at, unless it improved and you want us to, you know, pull it. But
yeah, well, now what happened to me, because these banks and people started calling about all this stuff.
Yeah.
My credit score has just, it was stupid. I mean, it's stupid. I'm paying my bills. I'm
yeah.
going on every day. And,
yeah.
you know,
well,
but it dropped my credit score.
It's not too bad. It's 743.
Yeah. Now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, from, this was back in December, I believe.
Right.
Yeah,
but no, they took it down to 6-something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over all these damn applications to these banks, and it really pissed me off.
Oh, wow.
And then the banks, of course, don't want to loan any money to anybody, basically. They
yeah.
want you to have four times what you got to apply for a loan.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, how about this? I can take a look at the banks first and see, you know, I can give you like a ballpark amount of what I can offer you and
okay.
see if that's something you're interested in.
Okay.
And then if so, then we can
But my net worth is over $1 million, so that's mm-hmm. not an issue.
Yeah.
It's just all tied up. It's not liquid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a problem. I mean,
and
you
I
said
think
that
that's not bad business.
Yeah, well, you said your deposit ranges from like 100K to maybe a little bit below that, or maybe a little higher than that, right?
Right.
Yeah, so
Well, I mean, if I sell that one house, for example, it'll
uh-huh.
be that
right,
one
then
deposit
you get a whole bunch.
One deposit would be $120,000.
Yeah.
I've got a check right now that I'm carrying around on a fire restoration that I'm doing. I've got
okay.
a check for $113,000.
Nice.
And I've had it for going on 3 weeks now, and I still haven't got my money turned loose from the mortgage companies. Oh, you can't imagine what we go through every day.
Yeah.
And, but there's a deposit. If it was in the bank like it ought to be, well, there'd be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And do you, I end up
being everybody's banker is what it boils down to.
What else do you do besides, you know, flipping your own houses? Do you also do, regular contract? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I specialize in insurance restoration work.
I really
help a lot of people there with insurance claims where they've been underpaid. I just finished a job for a guy that his insurance company had come out and paid him nothing.
Uh-huh.
And I got back with them on his deal, and we did $76,000 worth of work they paid for, what
nice.
They owed him. And just on and on. I mean, that's just an unbelievable, it's an unbelievable scenario now.
Yeah.
But, of course, the other part of that is, from a standpoint of business, it's difficult because people have mortgage on their houses. Well, now the checks come from the insurance company to the mortgage company, and then on the tail end, you end up waiting for months for your last third.
Uh-huh.
And it's an exciting world we're living in. It just really bothers me that I've lived 70 years. I'm 69. We'll be 70 this October. God's blessed me with good health.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never declared bankruptcy. I've never not
That's
paid
good.
A bill in my life.
That's good.
Okay. And yet, do you think I can go to the bank and borrow money? Hell no.
No. They are so picky. Well, how long have you been in business
it's
for?
Not, it's, huh? I've been in this business. I've been running since 1999. Yeah.
Pretty
and
good amount
had,
of time.
Then I had a really large, very successful home health care and farming operation back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And when the federal government passed the Balanced Budget Act in 1997, they put me out of business overnight and cost me everything I'd worked my life for 40 years.
Wow.
But I hung in there, and the government passed that law and changed the way they reimbursed us in the home health care business and was very extremely punitive what they tried to do to us.
Mm-hmm.
And because I went in business in 92, and when that went down, the banks knew I was making $130,000 a year as a CEO of that company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd had some other things happen in that bank with a banker that had allowed a man to take money that was on crops and not apply it to the notes and this and another.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we worked all that out, and I had it lined out, and was going forward with taking care of that. And then when the home health care passed that act, and I suddenly didn't have that $130,000 a year salary coming in,
hello,
then they didn't then